The rules of the game are about to change.
Yeah, you have a provoking podcast where we bring to you subjects of controversy that shed light on our social, sexual, and interpersonal orientations. A podcast where your perspective about the subject is welcome and advocated for. We all can be the same. Enough with the pretense. Let's listen up, guys, so as to live and enjoy life to the fullest.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Let's Listen Up with Luchi and Okwe. Okay, Okwe is here with me. Okwe has been showing himself lately. Okwe has been misbehaving lately. I won't say anything to Okwe.
Hold on. Are you doing this podcast alone? I'm asking, what's the topic? You didn't even tell me, you just jump into it. Oh, yeah? Okay,
and today's topic is having the opposite gender has a best friend. Is there a problem?
Now, the best friend in a relationship,
you're not in a relationship, but having the opposite sex, the opposite gender as a best friend, is that a problem?
Is that the one they call bestie?
Yes, bestie, best friend. Like you having a girl as a best friend and me having a guy as a best friend, and you being in a relationship and you have this girl as a best friend and me being in a relationship and I have this guy as my best friend.
So that means the relationship is like that's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's foursome, see? Is that foursome?
Foursome, okay.
No, because bestie. When you are, what's a bestie? What's a relationship? What's boyfriend? What's girlfriend?
A best friend is someone you've had a long time relationship with. When I mean long time relationship with, that maybe you grew up with. He knows your in and out. He knows your flaws. He knows everything about you. Your limits, what you can do, what you cannot do. Someone that knows you to the family, and not just the family, everyone knows this is your best friend. Yeah, this is someone that can talk to you when you're being all mad and you don't want to listen to anyone. This person, they can call up to this person and say, okay, please help us talk to Okwe. Okwe is now misbehaving, this was happening. And the next thing, when the person calls you up, you're all calm and you're listening.
This is your definition, is like SEO 450 words. I was even waiting for you to let me to my definition of bestie is someone like a diary, simple, someone that you are close to, like you might not know the person for long or not have known the person for long, but someone you can just confide in, just trust and all that. So you can just create, oh my god, I'm so tired, my boss is frustrating me.
All I define now and all you define, what's the difference?
You said someone that you've known for long. Yeah, what's that? Bestie can
you can't meet
quickie.
Someone today and you it's call possible. The person your bestie.
It's possible. You can meet someone yesterday and bestie.
And you call the person your bestie.
It's possible. It doesn't have to be long. What are we even arguing about? This is not even the topic. Please, leave that. I'm not here for you. I'm here for... Hey, my people. So what do you guys feel about this thing? Now, I mean, personally, if you're in a relationship, I believe that your partner should be your best friend. Like, why are you in a relationship for? Tell me, is it that you're in a relationship to be collecting, for love making? Are you in a relationship for someone that you'll be crying when you need money? Oh, baby, I'm broke. Are you in a relationship for somebody?
I have a best friend. I have a best friend before the relationship. That's the opposite.
And then when the relationship starts, the best friend pack for corner.
No, that's not right.
That's not right. How?
Like, this guy is my best friend. This is someone I know as my best friend. I can talk to him, call up to him anytime, any day. And I get to be in a relationship. Like, he knows about the relationship.
So yeah,
he was so happy for me to get into this relationship. Then my partner becomes all annoying, and now like you can't have him around. Are you dating him? Is he your assistant boyfriend? Blah 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 blah. Man, boy, you were happy for me.
Are you finished saying the rubbish you're saying? Why won't he start acting up? See, let me tell you something, you guys, let me explain you. So you're trying to say that you're dating a guy, then you have a bestie, the opposite sex. So what happens now is that if something happens to you, like something personal, or you need someone to confide in, so you first tell your who? You tell your bestie first. Because let's say your boyfriend is busy, is at work, you can't reach him, so you tell your bestie, you share the emotional experience and moment with your bestie, you feel all warmed up, it has made you feel better. Then when your boyfriend now comes, is not available, what will you not tell your boyfriend? The same thing, so you replay it, so you're like having two boyfriends, or you just move on to something else, or you just be like, your boyfriend is there for another reason. No. This that
See,
even
okay,
in a
I'm
relationship,
not against,
even then, okay.
Let I me, am not against you having your partner as your making your partner your best friend. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against that, but I'm saying in a situation where you already have a best friend before you got into a relationship, it should not be a problem. I'll call up my boyfriend, I want to talk to you, and maybe at that moment it's like, I'm busy, I can't talk to you, and you want to share that moment, you want to share that reaction, you want to share that emotions. I'll call my best friend because he's actually the closest and the nearest.
So,
like,
yeah, I just say now that, so if you're horny too and your boyfriend is not available,
no,
you can just share the horniness.
That's the thing, we can't get sexual.
I'm not saying your best friend, I'm saying a random person. Since you can't wait for your boyfriend to be available since you're horny, so let me just share.
No, that's the thing. Sexual, when you talk about sex is a different, oh my god, okay, don't do this. Sex is a different ball game. I can't get sexual with my best friend, except I know a lot of people get sexual with their best friend out there. We have a lot of friends to benefit out there.
You said that if you have like something to share and your boyfriend's not available, then you share with your bestie. If your boyfriend is available, you can't wait. So I'm just saying, say randomly too, you might go to a party, your boyfriend's not there, and you'll be feeling all, you know what, well, moist.
Oluchi's honest opinion and Oluchi's policy, or will I say policy, or call it policy, or discipline. Discipline is the word I'm looking for. I won't do that.
Okay, there's even another angle we are going to come from after we finish this argument about besting in a relationship. We also talk about best even when you're not dating. That means, because the best will be like a cock blocker. Let's even go there now before we even talk about our personal experiences. Because I don't know, maybe I've experienced being in a relationship and she had a bestie, and I'll talk about that. But before then, let's even talk about having a bestie from the opposite sex when you're not in a relationship. Because I feel like now the person is a cock blocker, because now you have a bestie that is always there for you, and you can always talk to, share moments with, go out with. The only thing is that people are not, oh baby, come and give it to me, you're not doing all that shit. But in fact, most times, if you see when opposite sexes are close, one of them likes each other more than normal, they just try and not let it out because they don't want to so-called lose the friendship, or they don't want to make a mistake and give the wrong idea and impression. Thank you, my producer, sound guy, you gave me the word, because me, I don't know English. You get what I'm saying? So most times it's not honestly true. There's no way you are close to someone from the opposite sex that feelings will not enter. Maybe you will try and like shove it out, push it away, or not let it show, but that's why it's man woman, you understand? It's not man man, it is man man, same sex. You guys will not be feeling home. I don't feel like, oh man, this is my bestie, it's not bad, you know.
Can
just,
so what you're trying to say now, I can have a guy as like a guy as my best friend because of emotions? What if emotions don't even come? I don't know. I do say this, a lot of relationship has actually gone down the drain because of this concept of boy and girl must be dating or something. There must be a relationship. I can have you as my friend, man, and nothing will happen. And we can even be close and tight and actually be the best when it comes to being in friendship, like talk more of relationship. And we can go into a relationship and everything is just
saying the same thing. Nothing will happen does not mean that you're not getting anybody, does not mean that there are no feelings. It's just that it's not expressed. So there's this, I don't want to be friends, man. We can't cross this line. We know that we're just friends. But deep down, you dear, when the person is lying down on the bed at night, say, ah, oh man, this old chick, girl, she's everything I want in a woman. But if I tell her now, you'll be as if I want to spoil the friendship. Let me just keep it. Let me just keep her. Let me not tell her so I won't chase her away. I know. Do you know what happens at night? Have you ever been close to it? Let's not even go personal because I'm angry now. Right now. So, have you ever been close to someone that you are not dating? You guys are just friends. And when the person happens. Nothing happens, but when the person is not there, you think of the person in some kind of way, or at least once or sometimes. Be honest.
The only way I think about this person when we're very close is when, let's say, scenarios pop up. Like, for example, something happens I know you like or you're used to, and I'm like, hey, my bestie will like this too, or hey, this is this person's reaction.
Thought of the person in a way that, and this person is not bad if you were dating. You know, because I have many questions. This topic
is
too wide.
I might be crushing on this personality.
What did you just say? You might be crushing on your bestie.
What's about me? My discipline. Once I'm crushing on you, you're not my best friend.
No, but so once you are crushing on the person,
you're not my best friend because the person was your best friend.
So
if you're my best,
so you run from it,
you
avoid it. So it won't be as if you had something with your best friend. You've just exposed. We've gotten it. You have exposed yourself. Let me ask you too. So you're trying to say your best friend is someone that does not have the qualities that you can date. When you are looking for a best friend.
No, I'm not saying that.
What are the, okay,
nice.
no, no, no. What are the qualities of your bestie and what are the qualities of your boyfriend? Tell us. Separate, tell us.
I'm not saying anything.
No, say it.
See, my best friend and my boyfriend are two different personalities.
Hell yeah, tell us the qualities that your best friend should have and your boyfriend should have.
I'm going to do that off air. Don't worry. I'll tell you that off air. I won't say that now. Because I need to lay them out one at a time. That is why.
Because
I don't want to.
You know that situation.
I don't want to lay down gibberish
when
right
God
now.
Said I remove from the ribs of a man, he did say I remove you people to be best friends.
No, I don't want to start laying down gibberish. That's why I'm
losing up or looting.
I'm all loosed up right now. You know that.
I don't know. You're not saying. Avoiding this question. Don't ask me questions to answer my question. I'm not even. Keep my voice.
You have a girlfriend and keep my voice. A guy as a best friend.
I'll give you a personal. It has happened to me. I'll be dating somebody and one guy will now call. And I'm sitting, I'll be looking at the phone. He'll be laughing. 10
one
minutes.
Guy.
And he'll be talking. Say,
one girl.
No, now guy now, opposite sex. Okay. My best friend, he giggling, and I'm there. I'm like, oh wow. So I'm here. So people are giggling. You better and if better tell me what funny. What I want to laugh too. No. It's just something. It's just something. What? Something you're hiding stuff for me. No, it's bullshit. So let's call it spade, that Brunaya.
No, maybe if she's going to tell you the joke, you will laugh at it. It will be boring. To you.
Let's be boring. Let me say no. I want to be in the know too. What's that? Imagine I'm calling my babe now. I'm seeing. Busy. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, dear. I was going to call phone my bestie. Oh, so now I can't talk to you because of your bestie. And when I want to talk to you.
I think this is personal to
no,
you.
No, it's not personal. It's general.
Personal to you because the way you know.
And
you
ask all these guys, no. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you ask guys that the number of guys that slept with their besties. Oh, yeah.
I've not slept with my own bestie. I don't know what you're saying. No.
One day, rain fell.
I know you slept your bestie.
I've not had opposite sex bestie.
You've not had it? Well, really?
Yeah, and when I'm in a relationship, I cut off all other female distractions because I'm very focused.
Wow.
You ready first, yeah. No.
Medo.
Thank you.
Okay, now, seriously, you're going to cut off everyone.
Yes.
Really, okay?
Yeah, focus on one person. Person can even be my phone, hold my WhatsApp. Nobody's reaching out, but I'm not reaching out to anybody. Yeah, that's how I roll. That's how I barely did.
People, please share your comments, your thoughts, everything. I don't know which one goes first. Comment us. Anyone
share anything?
Drop it there.
Your nudes. Don't share your nudes.
Do you have a problem having your partner, or do you have a problem if your partner has the opposite gender as a best friend? I don't have a problem.
Oh, girl, you are hitting on as a cock blocker. As a best friend, you say he's my best friend. She's telling the guy everything.
The
guy told me that he wants to take me out. What do you think, bestie? That guy is lying. He's lying to you because he likes you. He doesn't want another person to take the time you have together. If people talk, better comment on this comment. If not, I will go and create account and comment on this comment section. It'll be long.
Oh my god. But you see, I won't have a problem. Do you know why I say I won't have a problem? The only problem I'm going to have is if my boyfriend and this girl it turns to something else. Yes, turns to something else is maybe I get them kissing or get them doing
it. It doesn't need to get to that. You say someone is your bestie, you'll be there. You people say your bestie will hang out together, she will wear lingerie in your front, or an nipple will be out. She's not bestie, but just friends. It's just close. No, you will change in this. Let's not do this thing.
I'm going to leave this for our listeners. Please drop your comments. We love you too.
Hey guys, you can follow us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at Smack Studio, SmagStudioz. And also follow me, your girl Luchi at It's Just Luchi on Instagram, and also Okwe at Okweko on Instagram. And the magic finger behind this wonderful walk, our producer, Chidi at This Is Peniel on Instagram.